could still find more hurricane victims. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A week after Ian hit Florida hard, especially the Cape Coral Fort Myers area.
There are emergency vehicles that continue to come in here. Search and rescue is active right now as the death toll rises, and people that we spoke to, including officials and folks that are reeling from the loss of life, tell us that those rescue operations could continue for another 5 to 7 days.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Fort Myers, where President Biden will visit today. The hurricane is blamed for more than 100 deaths, most of them in Florida, where the damage extends far beyond the coast. There's flooding inland up to north of Orlando. This man's in Geneva.
Never in my mind would I have imagined it would be this bad. And it came up so fast that people had very little time to get vehicles out.
A group of what are called OPEC Plus countries, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, are meeting today, expected to agree to cut oil production, which could drive up oil and gas prices.
Up to 1 million barrels per day, which would be the largest cut since the beginning of the pandemic, and also roughly the same amount that the Biden administration has been selling each day from its strategic reserves in order to stabilize gas prices. So now, as the reserve sales are set to come to an end later on this month, the cut would essentially have doubled the impact and potentially send gas prices soaring.
Now, gas has risen almost every day for 2 weeks. That was Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Now, it's fallen from June's $5 a gallon record high. AAA's national average for regular back up to $3.83. That's 63 cents higher than a year ago. Two Americans are among the three scientists sharing the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for molecular research that Carolyn Bertozzi says is important for
medicine, and in particular, for drug delivery.
Another winner, Kay Berry Sharpless, also shared the Nobel Chemistry Prize in 2001, just the fifth multiple winner ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An Iranian-American who's been behind bars for 6 years in Iran is now free. Bakir Namazi was released and flown to Oman. He's 85 and said to be in poor health, needing surgery, but his son remains in prison in Iran. Both were convicted of spying charges, the U.S. and the U.N. dispute. Now, the U.S. and South Korea have been playing war games in a show of force in response to North Korea's latest test of a missile that flew over Japan. But in one of those live fire drills, a misfire.
Residents on the east coast of South Korea are already uneasy over recent weapons testing by North Korea. But nerves were frayed when a South Korean missile misfired, causing an explosion and a fire. Hours went by before any official said what happened. Social media video showed a bright orange ball of flame near the blast site. Finally, the South Korean military said it's investigating what caused the abnormal flight of a missile. They went on to apologize for causing residents to worry. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down after a big rebound. In the last 2 days, the Dow has gone up almost 1,600 points. There's a new baseball home run king. Aaron Judge now owns the American League record.
Judge led off the second game of a doubleheader against the Rangers Tuesday with his 62nd home run of the year. That breaks a tie with fellow Yankee Roger Maris for the most home runs in a season in the 122-year history of the American League. It's also the record for homers for any player not linked to performance-enhancing drugs. The official MLB record for homers in a season is 73, set by Barry Bonds in 2001. Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa are now the only players in history with more home runs in a season than Aaron Judge. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Now, the Yankees lost that game to the Texas Rangers. Last night, the Atlanta Braves clinched the National League East title, beating Miami. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.